I've just been thinking and praying in this time of isolation. And one thing that's just come through clearly to me is that I was listening to someone share recently on New Life Radio, Les Wheeldon, that some of us would know, and he was just talking about what's happening globally and in our nation here with the virus. And he just described it almost like this. He said that God at the moment is almost clearing his throat, wanting the attention of people again. And this really spoke to me. I've heard many other things that I've put in the rubbish bin of prophecies and other things that I've chewed over, and they'll go out my window. But this thing really spoke to me and encouraged me that the Lord wants our attention. He's clearing his throat. He wants his church again to hear him. And importantly, he wants our neighbours, those even on the front line, those in various people groups, just to turn their eyes again to the Lord Jesus, or maybe for the first time even. So in my daily readings, I just want to read a few verses to you, which would hopefully encourage you in your isolation. You know that we're in isolation, but we're not isolated. The Lord is closer now. And I want to encourage us all, if you've got a Bible or you just want to listen to these verses, this is really spoken to me just in the quiet times of being with the Lord. It's just from Matthew chapter 6. A little bit of context here. It's about giving alms, praying and fasting. And I just want to concentrate on the prayer aspect. It's in Matthew chapter 6 and it's verse 5. These verses stop me in my tracks in these weeks of being home and isolated. It says this: "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. That they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. I say, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him." And then he goes on and does a model prayer for us all. But it's that verse there about going into the secret place. If ever there is a time for the church, for the nation, for individuals, now is the time to find the Lord in the secret place. And from just this morning, I just want to encourage you, when I've finished talking today, find that little secret room in your house where there's no distractions to pray to the Father. You know, at the moment, there is a spiritual vacuum where lots of voices, lots of opinions will come in, and you can, fear can come and anxiety. I'm just this morning exalting us actually that we can go individually to the Lord and he will speak to us. That is amazing. Now, if you've got a video going, you can put your thumbs up to that. Yes. If you're on your phone, you can still do it. Okay, now I just want to bring out three things about going into this secret room and basically what the secret room is. At the moment in my room here, I have one door here. And I've got windows and I've got one of our pretty pictures behind me. I've got a bookshelf over here. In the corner, don't frown, but I've got a television. We've got something to play music on. These are all, in some ways, can be distractions. Now, I just want to say, why do we enter this room? Why do we get alone with the Lord Jesus? Well, he sees in secret. He sees our hearts in the secret place. That's a wonderful, wonderful assurance for us. There are no distractions. If you read the scripture, it doesn't describe any windows. It doesn't describe anything. It just says, shut your door in this room. There's none of your fine art on the walls. There's no lovely antiques on the windowsills so people outside can see them. There's no music that distracts. This is incredible. This is a room that actually could possibly sound a little bit boring, but it's not. It's amazing. And I would say this at this time in isolation, find that room in your house. And I know that many of you do it already. Find that room where you can actually be alone with the Lord Jesus. It will revitalize things. Now, what else is in that room? There's no distractions. The main thing is shutting the door. It says, in actual fact, it says, shut your door. This is for everyone in an individual, as you're all sat there now on your screens. It's shut, let's shut our doors to all that it may be to your emotions. Now, at the moment, emotions are amazingly high, and that's understandable. Bombarded with different news is all the time and all the different. I think the Lord wants us to actually at the moment ask him, seek him diligently and ask him, what is he saying to us? This is enjoyable. This is joy that we can do by doing this. Wonderful. I usually feed off people's faces when I'm speaking. I'm trying to feed off your faces. And when I have 60 odd pictures on the screen, it's not easy. But if you want to put your thumbs up at any time, then go for it. I'm hoping my neighbors might hear me as well. I'm getting louder and louder. Now, one thing is, when you enter into this room, this secret place, how do you enter into this room? Well, just before entering in this room, I want to read you these verses from Isaiah. It says this, Isaiah 26, verse 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. They're incredible verses, aren't they? Just to set the scene of what was going on at the time, there was huge war, and it gives that wonderful picture of hiding yourself in a covering of the Lord Jesus. And that's what happens when we go into that secret place. Wonderful. Now, another verse that's spoken to me. How do you enter your room? Now, if you enter and you're a bit of a bad mood, you might slam the door. Or maybe you've had a crossword with someone and you kind of just go in there in a bit of a huff. Well, let me just read you this verse from Hebrews 11, this chapter about faith. It says this, arrive at the secret place in faith. And this verse, it says this, just in Hebrews, it says, let me just turn there, just one second. Let me get it in my Bible. This is the real chapter of Hebrews 11, all about the different aspects of faith. Here it says, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, when you enter into that secret place in your house, open the door and enter in faith, in your prayers, in your thinking for others, family members, those on the key workers, those on the front line that we've heard about so much. We can enter that room in faith, believing of what we can pray. Here's another thing. I would suggest that when we enter, we don't enter the room blowing a trumpet. Now, what do I mean by that? In the verses before, they're often blowing a trumpet, and it's almost like this thing of in the days of the Bible, they used to throw their money, their collection money, into almost a safe hold of it, and it used to make a noise like throwing a pence and coins into a trumpet, just so people could see and hear. Wow, look at them, they're doing their prayer time. Look at all the things they're doing. I believe this isn't about blowing the trumpet. It's about just going to that room quietly, in faith, wanting to hear from the Saviour, your Father. If we do that, then the Lord will speak to us. And my heart and prayer is that all those in my street, that when we go out and clap on those Thursday nights and we've waved to different ones in our street, I know that some are church and they're believers, that may increase in our streets and in our communities, that they would actually go and just turn to the Lord Jesus at this time. Now, here's another thing. I think that we need to go into that room putting our armour on. If you're in the kids' Zoom earlier on with the children's slot, they were talking about the armour of God. That's another great truth. We'll have to put our armour on. One thing is when we go into that room, often our thoughts can be distracted by things. Our emotions are running a bit wild. You've got to sometimes cut them out. In actual fact, just put the armor on, just where the devil wants to get in and try and distract you. Don't allow him. Just come, speak to the Father. Now here's another verse here. It says this, Psalm 116, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Paul put that in our little his requests early on in the prayer time. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. Now the amazing thing about this secret place, this room with no windows and distractions, is the Lord wants us to maintain it. It's not just a one-off thing when times are hard, when the virus is out there and we desperately want it. It should be a thing that we maintain in our life. Those quiet times just with the Lord Jesus. In those places, the Lord will surely speak to us. Here's another thing. Just want to read this verse to you. Psalm 27. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me up high upon a rock. Now this tent of God is, of course, not a piece of camping equipment or an ancient kind of desert dwelling. It's something that's alive. It's him. It's the Lord Jesus himself. They're wonderful verses, and they actually, the context of them is that when we meet with our young adults and we're doing the Bible course, we often ask the question, we often say to each other, now what? The first one is what? What's the context of that verse? And then our next question is, now what? How does that context of that verse apply now? Now these verses apply even right now in the moment that we're all going through, that he is our rock. He's our shelter. There is a secret place that we can go to. That's an amazing thing. Now, just something to maintain. Jude 20, it says this, build yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. And it really just gives you that great picture of maintaining this. And I'm not sure about you, but I've been thinking a little bit this week about what will it be like when we meet again. Now, I'm not going to start singing a song, someday we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. But we will meet again, and I've been thinking this week, how will we be with each other when we meet again? Maybe some of us might still keep the social distancing in place. Maybe some of us, we're going to be running up and hugging each other. There'll be high fives when we all meet together in that one place again. And I've just been thinking about it. Just in this last week, and how wonderful that we have this means at the moment to see each other, but there will be a day when we all see each other again. That's wonderful. And I've just been thinking of some opposites, opposite words to isolation. And now here's a few. One is integrate. We'll integrate again. Some of us will reintegrate. Some of us will attach again. Some will couple up. Some will gather. Some will mix. Some will connect. Some will include, some will incorporate, some will merge, join, link, arrange, mingle, unite, uncover, unify, associate, reveal, socialize, marry. And I realize that there's a couple people watching now that they have got marriages planned. Let's pray that those will happen. But also that's an incredible thing as well, isn't it? There will be lots of things that we will do after this isolation. I just want to leave you this one little thought. It's this little thing that during our isolation, our youngest child in our house, Emily, she's been playing this little game where she will rush up to anyone in the family and she will say, love you, beat you. Now, you're probably thinking, what am I going on about, Mark? Well, the thing is, the game is that when she rushes up to you, somehow you have to quickly say that back to her before she said it and completes that sentence. She says, love you, Dad, beat you. Now, I've just been thinking about this. It's been on my mind. And I wonder that when we come out from this, described as a lockdown, isolation, time just being at home, maybe us as the people of the Lord's body, the church, maybe we will be have to be the ones that actually go out, and even now, and go out and love and beat people to it. Love quickly, love first. Go out to neighbours, love you, beat you. Say it to one another in your houses. We've been going around the house and we've been saying, Mummy, love you, beat you. And it's just this thing of loving quickly, loving first, getting in there before others get in there. And I think when we come out, there will be many, many opportunities for those that are wondering about their lives, maybe feel like they're in a corner, anxious, fearful. We, the church, can actually be the ones that love, get in there quickly, pray quickly. And that's an incredible thing that we can do. I'm not sure if that game will take off in your household, but in ours, it's really going really well. So I won't ask for thumbs up on that game. Well, I've got a few. That's wonderful. but let's really enter into that secret place. It's where we will find the Lord. I've not been able to budge these verses since being in isolation. Fear not. Find the room that has the door. Find the room that has no distractions. Go into that place. Be quiet. Listen. Just speak to the Lord. And in that place, in some ways, don't just look for a reward of your prayers, but just look to commune with the Lord Jesus. It's right there. And I think even for those that may be on their own as well, know this, that you're not isolated from the Lord Jesus. Maybe those that have got a busy, noisy household, find that room where you can be quiet with the Saviour and he will speak to you right there. You can go there on behalf of neighbours, family, friends, those working on the front line, and know that the Lord is there and he's listening. He will incline his ear to hear us. Well, I'm coming to the end now, but maybe we can just pray. I'll just pray and then I'll hand back to Andrew. One thing about the incredible thing, it does take some diligence and energy to go into that room. It really does. I've been thinking about some illustrations about when you do go into that secret place of the Lord Jesus, that actually it's in that prayer time that you can actually triumph in things that the Lord Jesus has done. He's the one that actually has brought the victory and brings victory in our prayer life. But you can, there is a sense of triumph there. And I've been thinking about that word triumph and the word, the kind of letters in between the triumph, there's oomph. And it really spoke to me that we need some oomph to get into that room and to really pray. It takes oomph, it takes some energy, it takes a little bit of motivation. But we can do that. Anyway, let's just pray. If you want to shut your eyes, I'll just pray and then I will hand back to Andrew. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, that there is a place where you can be found. Lord, thank you that in these times of, in some ways, quietness for many and isolation, thank you that we're not isolated in our relationship with you. Thank you that you practically give us a place where we can go. Thank you that there is places in our homes, quiet place that we can go and pray, listen to what you're speaking. Lord, and in the vacuum of what many people would like to bring out, lots of different prophecies and all the different things, and sometimes even ones that are mixed with anxiety and fear, we can actually come directly to you and you can speak, Lord, to individuals in your church. Lord, we pray for all those, Lord, that are actually on the front line. I especially think of those, Lord, that they may actually turn to you, Lord, and in that frontline place, they may actually find you, find that secret place, Lord, when they return from working. and may just seek you, Lord Jesus, for themselves. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for one another. Thank you that we can, Lord, build each other up in the knowledge of you, Lord Jesus, and the love of you. Precious Lord. Amen.